Here we are again, thankful for this opportunity to lead you in prayer and to pray this special prayer that was entrusted to me in a special way by our parish lay minister so many years ago that became such an important part of my personal spirituality. Let us make the sign of the cross and say, Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. So we're going to do something a little special today, combined office of readings and morning prayer, but I'm going to take some parts like the intercessions and the office of the dead or the psalms from the office of the dead from different offices. The reason why is I recently had a neighbor and I just learned that he suddenly died. So the office for the dead is something that we pray for people when they have suddenly passed away or when they have died after an expected illness. You know, I think I'm going to keep the Psalms from today in ordinary time. And we'll just do, and keep the readings. And we'll just do the intercessions from the office for the dead. Together with the Psalms. Basically, the office for the dead will be morning prayer. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let us approach the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So that was the invitatory. It's a time to snap ourselves out of different things that are on our mind and focus on God and his word. Now we'll have a short song. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. So that was the end of the song. It was just very short for today. And we'll begin with the antiphons that either encircle at the beginning or end, or can be said at the beginning and throughout and also at the end of each psalm or canticle or psalm portion. So this is from Monday, week 3. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Psalm 50, genuine love of God. I have come not to abolish the law, but to bring it to perfection. Matthew 15:17. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silent no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempests rage. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forests, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honor me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. That was our second psalm portion of Psalm 50. We want to just offer everything to God through Mary's intercession. Take care of us. Save us. Help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips? You who despise my law and throw my words to the winds. You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother, and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silent? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, accept the offering of this prayer, and grant us a prayerful spirit of thanksgiving. Grant us a prayerful spirit so that we too can realize the way you're different than the idols and the other religious and philosophical systems around us. Not the same, not the way we conceive of them. Just as the ancient psalmist says. And please help us, save us, deliver us, and grant us to thank you for all the things that go right. Glory to the, in honor of Mary's gifts, save us from ourselves, save us from our difficulties, and honor the gifts from Jesus, our Savior. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So I just showed you how you can come up with your own prayer based on your own understanding and reflection on the psalm, and your own experience of what you consider most important that week. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice. Knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I am the Lord your God, is the verse introducing the lesson for today. Now, we have from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and chapter, the second part of verse 12 through 26, the emptiness of pleasure and of human wisdom. I said to myself, come now, let me try you with pleasure and the enjoyment of good things. But behold, this too was vanity. Of laughter I said mad, and of mirth what good does this do? I thought of beguiling my senses with wine, though my mind was concerned with wisdom, and of taking up folly, until I should understand what is best for men to do under the heavens during the limited days of their life. I went on to the consideration of wisdom, madness, and folly. And I saw that wisdom has the advantage over folly as much as light has the advantage over darkness. The wise man has eyes in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I knew that one lot befalls both of them. So I said to myself, if the fool's lot is to befall me also, why then should I be wise? Where is the profit for me? and I concluded in my heart that this too is vanity. Neither of the wise men, man, nor of the fool will there be an abiding remembrance, and in days to come both will have been forgotten. How is it that the wise man dies as well as the fool? Therefore I loathed life, since for me the work that is done under the sun is evil. For all is vanity and a chase after wind, and I detested all the fruits of my labor under the sun, because I must leave them to a man who is to come after me, and who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool. Yet he will have control over all the fruits of my wise labor under the sun, and this also is vanity. So my feelings turned to despair of all the fruits of my labor under the sun. For here is a man who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and to another who has not labored over it, he must leave his property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. There is nothing better for man than to eat and drink and provide himself with good things by his labors. Even this, I realized, is from the hand of God. For who can eat or drink apart from him? For to whatever man he sees fit, he gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he gives the task of gathering possessions to be given to whatever man God sees fit. This also is vanity and a chase after wind. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be. I'm sorry, it's wrong prayer. Responsory prayer. God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to the man who pleases him, but to the sinner he gives a weary heart and a foolish eagerness to heap together riches. This is vanity and a chase after the wind. The love of money is the root of all evil, and some men in their greed have brought upon themselves many bitter sorrows. This is vanity and a chase after the wind. Now we have a very helpful second reading that tries to open up a little bit of this current of thought. It's from a homily on Ecclesiastics by St. Gregory of Nyssa. So he was also a bishop. He's one of the great early spiritual teachers and especially one of the great formal practitioners of theology as a form of interpretation of the Bible and faith seeking understanding of God through the Bible. We are blessed with clear vision if we keep our eyes fixed on Christ, for he, as Paul teaches, is our head, and there is in him no shadow of evil. St. Paul himself and all who have reached the same heights of sanctity had their eyes fixed on Christ, and so have all who live and move and have their being in him. And no darkness can be seen by anyone surrounded by light, so no trivialities can capture the attention of anyone who has his eyes on Christ. The man who keeps his eyes upon the head and origin of the universe has them on virtue in all its perfection. He has them on truth, on justice, on immortality, and on everything else that is good. For Christ is goodness itself. The wise man, then, turns his eyes toward the one who is his head, but the fool gropes in darkness. No one who puts his lamp under a bed instead of a lampstand will receive any light from it. People are often considered blind and useless when they make the supreme good their aim and give themselves up to this, the contemplation of God. But Paul made a boast of this and proclaimed himself a fool for Christ's sake. The reason he said, "We are fools for Christ's sake," was that his mind was free from all earthly preoccupations. It was as though he said, "We are blind to the life here below because our eyes are raised toward the one who is our head." And so without board or lodging, he traveled from place to place, destitute, naked, exhausted by hunger and thirst. When men saw him in captivity, flogged, shipwrecked, led about in chains, they could scarcely help thinking him a pitiable sight. Nevertheless, even while he suffered all this at the hands of men, he always looked toward the one who is his head, and he asked, What can separate us from the love of Christ, which is Jesus, which is in Jesus? Can affliction or distress, can persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, or evil? In other words, what can force me to take my eyes from him who is my head and to turn them toward things that are contemptible? He bids us follow his example. Seek the things that are above, he says, which is only another way of saying, keep your eyes on Christ. Responsory prayer. As the eyes of servants are on the hands of their masters, so our eyes are fixed on the Lord our God, as we wait for him to have mercy on us. I am the light of the world. No one who follows me will ever walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. So our eyes are fixed on the Lord our God, as we wait for him to have mercy on us. Now, at this point, we're going to transition into morning prayer office for the dead. And the fun one, the bones that were crushed shall leap for joy before the Lord. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offense. Oh, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins, turn away your face and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn. In your goodness, show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The bones that were crushed shall leap for joy before the Lord. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we ask for Oscar, that's the neighbor who died, to experience the fullness of Christ's healing love, to learn the true wisdom of heart that characterizes his life now, and to be free from any burden of sin or attachment to sin. Help him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So this is an interesting choice on the church's part for a second prayer. It's parts of Isaiah chapter 37. And if I remember, this is King Hezekiah, who many people know as he recovered miraculously from illness after the prophet told him that he would die. So it's an interesting choice. This should be his prayer of praise, I believe. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my days. I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment. Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction when you cast behind your back all my sins. For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. Glory to you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We pray, too, for the sick during this prayer, that like Hezekiah, they can praise God for deliverance. And we join with Mary, praying for them and thanking God for all the graces given to Oscar, even at the moment of death, that we've been praying for his spiritual resurrection, for his peace, for his healing. And we join in praying with Mary for him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, Mary. At the very threshold of death, rescue me, Lord. Antiphon 3. I will praise my God all the days of my life. Psalm 147. My soul give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now this psalm reminds me of a thought that I had yesterday. And when someone that young, he was only 33, passes away, or, you know, somewhere around 33, passes away so suddenly, it reminds me of how much I take for granted each day of life. And it reminds me to praise the Lord all the days of my life in honor of Oscar and his early death, because it just shows you to, you know, put things into perspective and try to really change the way you think about things to be better. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, we're going to pray for his family, for his mother who's grieving him. I can only imagine how she must feel. This just happened. We're going to pray for him and for her and for all the Lord's intentions with Mary for him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And I also pray that I will know how to be a good neighbor and how to help console this person and this person's family throughout this time. Our short reading is just one tiny little verse from the Office of Dead, 1 Thessalonians 4:14. We believe that Jesus died and rose. God will bring forth with him from the dead those also who have fallen asleep believing in him. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. You turned my sorrow into joy, for you have rescued me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Canticle of Zechariah, Antiphon, for the office of dead. I am the resurrection, I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death, and all who believe and live in me shall never die. Let us make the sign of the cross over the first line of Zechariah's prayer from Luke's Gospel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection, I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death, and all who believe and live in me shall never die. Let us pray to the all-powerful Father who raised Jesus from the dead and gives new life to our mortal bodies and say to him, Lord, give us a new life in Christ. Father, through baptism we have been buried with your Son and have risen with him in his resurrection. Grant that we may walk in newness of life so that when we die we may live with Christ forever. Provident Father, you have given us the living bread that has come down from heaven and which should always be eaten worthily. Grant that we may eat this bread worthily and be raised up to eternal life on the last day. Lord, you sent an angel to comfort your Son in his agony. Give us the hope of your consolation when death draws near and comfort Oscar's mother and the others. You delivered the three youths from the fiery furnace. Free your faithful ones, especially Oscar, from the punishment they suffer for their sins. And we all are sinners, so please don't go there. God of the living and the dead, you raised Jesus from the dead. Raise up those who have died and grant that we may share eternal glory with them. As I said, we've offered this whole office as much as we could, and it's prayers, invoking Mary, etc., for Oscar, and we continue to do that. We're also going to pray for the sick people of all types, mentally, physically, spiritually. They will be aware of God's comfort, the Holy Spirit's presence, and that they will recover. Lord, give us new life in Christ. Gathering all of our prayers and praises into one, let us pray the words Jesus himself taught us. Pray in those words now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Lord, hear our prayers. By raising your Son from the dead, you have given us faith. Strengthen in us our hope that Oscar, our brother, will share in his resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So that was really good time to learn the Word of God, to reflect on it, and also to have a special prayer service, even though it's a very minor one. I believe we're going to have a mass offered for him soon. But again, a beautiful time to invoke Mary and to pray together for him in a public setting. Okay, ask for a partial or plenary indulgence for coming and participating in this, because you can. If you can, recognize the beauty and the grace of going to the liturgy, participating in the mass liturgies, and receiving Holy Communion. That's also another indulgence thing. Thank you.